You're listening to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. I am your host, Erica Russo, psychic medium and intuitive development coach. This show is all about giving you the conversations, tools, and wisdom you need to live life the intuitive way. Whether you are waking up, wanting to develop your intuition and connection to spirit, or wanting to live a more magical life, I got you covered. I give you grounded, practical, and insightful content that helps you wake up, level up, and connect with your soul. I'm excited you're here. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I'm really excited that you're here. If you are an OG and you keep coming back, you keep learning, growing, expanding, learning to trust your intuition, I love you. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for coming back. Thank you for sharing this podcast to others who might benefit from it. I really do. I am so appreciative of this opportunity to have these conversations and connect with these people and just share with you the lessons that I've learned along the way and the tips and the tools and the exercises. And it's great to just have a space like this. And I just love you guys. If this podcast is helping you, if it's giving you exercises or tools or those aha moments, anything whatsoever that's bringing positivity into your life, I would be forever, forever grateful if you can head on over to iTunes and write a 5-star review. Those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. And now more than ever, with the shit show of life, of earth, of whatever we want to call it, I think that these conversations can be extremely beneficial to a lot more people. So thank you for that. Before you go ahead and click submit or whatever the word is, make sure you send a picture or a screenshot to me at hello@ericarusso.co. No M. And I'm going to send you something intuitively guided, whether that is some of my subliminals or guided meditation, just as a thank you, because I know how busy life is. And I appreciate you guys taking that time out of your busy day to help my small business. So if you can hear it in my voice, I'm actually getting over a pretty nasty virus. It was all in my head, very congested, but I am feeling better. I'm just not sounding better. So that's why I'm sounding so nasally. But yeah, that's really it. And if you haven't already heard, I am launching my beta program called Mystic Mind Experience. This is a 12-month mentorship program. It is really, it's my life's work. You know, I was thinking about the curriculum and what it's going to entail and everything like that. And I realized that it's literally going to be a year of everything that I have come to learn in my life and became kind of an expert in. I don't want to give too much away because it's so incredible and I'm really fucking proud of it. And this mentorship gives you the opportunity to work one-on-one with me monthly, and it gives you masterminds each month, and it's just incredible. And it is at beta pricing until November 12th. So if this is something that you are interested in, you can head on over to my website at ericarusso.co, and you can go over and check out the Mystic Mind Experience. This is going to be a little bit more in-depth information. And if this is And if your intuition is screaming hell yes, you can head on over and submit an application. And if I feel like you are a good fit for the program, I will go ahead and reach out and we will hop on a discovery call. So with that being said, in this week's episode, I connect with Dana Willey. Dana is an incredible psychic medium and one of the mentors in my Intuitive Life Society. She does psychic and mediumship circles, and she's wonderful, and she's everybody's favorite Virgo. And we are asking questions. We got a lot of questions from social media as well as
the Inside the Intuitive Life Society all about psychic and mediumship development. And we're answering them. So this is a great, great episode if you are interested in learning more about psychic and mediumship development. A lot of these questions are questions that I was like, damn, this is a good question. So ones that I've never even thought of. So I hope that we bring a lot of insight and just kind of our opinion, or, you know, how we've experienced kind of, you know, all this shit, you know, talking to dead people and all that. So we went ahead and we wanted to do this for you guys. You can actually check her out on Instagram at Dana Willie Wu, or you can just come hang out with us inside the Intuitive Life Society. It's really, oh, I love it. I love it. She's incredible.
All right. Q&A. Q&A. Psychic and mediumship development, man. Let's do the damn thing.
Let's do the damn thing. This has been something totally in the making that totally needed to be done. So I'm so excited about this because there are so many, I mean, you know it, how many times you get the same questions over and over and over again, and yep. We're always happy to answer it, but to have a place that we can kind of shoot people to, here's some answers.
Yeah. Absolutely. And we got some really good questions. Like, I was like, wow, because we were just sharing the questions that we have received through social media and everything like that. And we're like, damn, these are good. These are questions that I wouldn't even think to ask.
Absolutely. I love it. And it gets me excited because, you know, we've been doing this for a tick, and it takes me back to like when I was getting started and how I was trying to navigate and what I wanted to know when I was getting started. So I hope we can be helpful. So should we just jump in?
Let's do it. Let's do your questions first.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's the number one best question that came in. Where do I start?
Where do we start?
And I guess maybe the question is how did you start?
So if you know me, if you have been following my journey, I'm like an accidental psychic medium. I got to be honest. I really didn't have the intention of developing my mediumship or my psychic abilities. I went through a spiritual awakening and I decided to start a daily meditation practice. Through this daily meditation practice, spirit started showing up within my meditations. And that's really the start of it. And naturally, my psychic and intuitive abilities started to increase. It just happened naturally. And I really didn't think anything of it for quite some time. Like, I was developing without knowing I was developing, just because I was being able to quiet my mind. And then spirit started like knocking on the door. But for me, when I started realizing and started taking, I started doing tallies of everything that like I would psychically get correct. And then I set the intention one day where it was like, I think I might have something here. I think I might be able to do this. I found a mediumship mentor. I started doing development classes and I just went gung-ho and I went all in. And now here I am today. So how did you start?
I started a little bit of the same way of it just knocking me on my ass to the point where I just didn't really have a choice anymore. I had to pursue it. And it was also for my mental well-being because I felt so overwhelmed by everything. But when that started to happen, the first place I went to was like the local crystal shop. And I got myself tourmalated quartz, which is really good for empath protection because I was getting bombarded just from an empath level. And it was really like, you know, I know you mentioned meditation, quieting your mind down. For me, it was really separating what is mine and what is something else. Because when I was able to like recognize that voice, whether that was spirit coming in or whether that was Ted's emotions over there coming in, I could start to differentiate the difference between what is mine and what is outside of me. And then it was understanding like, okay, this is spirit's impression on me. something, the question wasn't given to us, but one of the questions I get all the time is, how do you know if it's your guide or if it's the voice in your head? And for me, it was like, it was finally kind of getting that voice and understanding what that voice is. So for me, that voice, when something comes out of the blue and it's just like, you weren't thinking of it, there's no trace of the thought process that you can have, that's a hit. If you get a message of encouragement or you should, and the pronoun you is being used, it's most likely them. Spirit doesn't speak badly to us. Spirit is uplifting and has nice things to say. So it was strengthening the recognition of that voice.
Mm-hmm. I love how you said it's when something comes out of nowhere. That's when I know it's directly from spirit, whether it's an idea or just an inclination to call somebody or message somebody or post something. That's when I know, when I had no thought process prior and it just came out of nowhere. And it always usually comes when I'm trying to be mindful, when I'm trying to focus in on my breath, when I'm trying to be within the present moment because my monkey mind isn't in the way. That's when I know it's coming straight from source. I love Absolutely. That you said that. Yeah.
And I think when you feel the call, if you feel like, wow, this is something I want to explore some more, start exploring it, journaling, playing around, meditation, get some divination tools if that resonates with you, you know, like some oracle cards, some tarot cards, a pendulum, things of that nature. Test it out, get in those development groups, get in those classes. That's find some people that you trust. Everybody's got a freaking opinion. Make sure whoever you're going with resonate with, but don't get overwhelmed by it. And don't feel like you have to be like Erica and I and do this professionally. You may never, you may never get here or want to be here. Or maybe you use these psychic gifts to be a healer. Maybe you're a nurse and you're able to be a better nurse because you're paying attention to your intuition and that's why it's coming in.
I love that you said that because really that's why my business has shifted because it's like, I don't think that intuition should just be for the people that are doing psychic and mediumship readings at the professional level. I think this can be such a freaking powerful asset for nurses, for artists, for business owners, for people, for musicians, for anybody. You know, this is accessing a higher level of consciousness. This is accessing the universe, and everybody is entitled to this. And if you can go and you can learn how to differentiate your intuition from your monkey mind, your life's just going to be better. It's just going to be better.
Yeah. I just saw one of our ILS members put hairstylist, LOL.
Yes. Oh my God.
You know
God.
How many hairstylists are gifted?
Oh yeah. And they're all empathic too. That's the thing. Because they just kind of connect at that energetic level with all of their clients. I love going to my hairstylist. We just talk the whole entire time and it's just, they just have a very natural healing ability. They really do.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, but loosen your grip on what you believe this has to be and just let it flow into whatever it's supposed to be. Don't have these too big of expectations of what this is supposed to look like, or I'm not getting there fast enough, or da, 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 da. Just hold it loosely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I know you and I both had similar questions about this.
We did.
So I'll let you say yours first.
Okay. So the first question is, how do you handle the sitter's emotions while doing a reading? This was a good question.
This was something for me. I was extremely empathic. Like I still am, but what I've been able to do is like really be able to turn it off or get that energetic bubble around me and understand that like, I don't have to hold anything for anybody. So if I'm sitting across from you and you're doing a reading and you're getting emotional, I can take that in for a moment, see where that emotion is coming from, and then I can give it right back to you. It is not my place or my job to hold that emotion for you. That is your emotion.
Yeah.
So because really differentiating that this is you, this is me, and having some separation there.
Yeah. My biggest thing with this is just essentially learning how to protect your own energy, clear your own energy, you know, put up shields, put up protection in place, and remembering that it's not yours to carry. I think that's the biggest thing, is remembering that it's not yours to carry. For myself, I feel like I'm more empathic than I am psychic. I'm just very in tune to sensitivity and just emotion and everything like that. But I've done a really good job. Maybe it's from my own personal trauma, but of putting up a wall, of being able to create space and allow the sitter to heal, to cry, and everything like that, but not bringing it into me, if that makes any sense. And for me, when I'm doing, most of the time it's during a mediumship reading that the emotions are heightened and everything like that. And for me, I'm just too hard focused holding on to that link and making sure that my vibration is staying high in order to hold that power so spirit doesn't leave or the connection gets hazy. That's just me personally. But I think that this basically comes back to boundaries.
Absolutely.
The Wonder Woman shield, man. The Wonder Woman shield is so powerful, where you know, if you feel like you're getting the energy of somebody else, whether you're in a conversation or a reading or whatever, envision that Wonder Woman shield. This is from Amy, one of our amazing circle leaders. She taught this to me, and it's been in my toolbox for years. Envision that shield covering your throat chakra all the way down to like your knees. You can use this at any time. Anytime. It's not yours to carry, you know. Something that is coming through right now is care, but do not carry. Care, but do not carry.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I'll take 10.
Yeah.
Because I love the bubble. That is so the superwoman bubble. That's so beautiful. And also I find that like, if I can get grounded a little bit, that helps me as well. Even though I'm holding the connection, if I can get grounded and back into my body, it helps me have better control over my emotions. I remember when I first started doing readings, I did like a party reading, and I had like just a separate room. All the girls would come in, and after every single one, they would be leaving the room in tears, bawling their eyes out. Oh. And I came home that night from it, and I told my husband, I'm like, either I'm really good at this or I'm really bad at it, because everybody cried. But what we do, and psychic work and mediumship work, when we do it the way that I do it, we get into some shit, and it's a healing practice. So we have to be strong in of ourselves. Our cups have to be full. We have to be coming to the table full and ready to go before we even like start tapping in. Mm-hmm. So it's really important, because it does. Tears do happen.
They do. Meetings. And they're always healing, and they're always, it's always beautiful to be able to give that validation to somebody. But yeah, there's tears. There's definitely tears, for sure.
So along those lines, how much time do you take between clients to cleanse yourself in your space, and what do you do to cleanse?
Good question. You want to go first?
No, you go.
Okay. So when I was doing one-on-one readings, for me personally, I would be tapped out energetically with 3 readings a day. I didn't even like doing three readings. I liked doing a reading in the morning and I liked doing a reading in the afternoon. And then I would still have enough energy to have to do all my mom things and clean the house and everything like that. But, you know, in the beginning it was, I liked them space apart because I was, you know, needing to sit in the power prior and everything. But by the end, I could do two readings and have a 15-minute break in between.
Yeah.
You know, just put some incense, you know, get some incense going, shake it off, like what we do in circle and everything like that. Take a quick 7-5 minute meditation to reset and connect with the person's guides before connecting, with the client. And that was fine. I think it's personal preference, to be completely honest.
I'm glad you said that because it has to be not only personal, but it has to be like what resonates for you. Mm-hmm. So what I do or what Erica might do does not resonate for you. That's fine. Make it your own. For me, I went into battle. I went into like, you know, I worked at a crystal shop. So every Saturday I would just do a line of people. And I mean, you get all kinds of people in that situation. I'd have 8 readings in a day. And it would always be running and they never gave me any breaks. And towards the end, I was like, can I have 10 minutes between readings, please? Because it was just like, okay, your 4 o'clock's here, your 4:30's here. And you're just like zipping them out. And what I had to do, what I learned through that process, and I'm so thankful for that process because I learned so much, is before I started working at the crystal shop, I would sit in the power or I would like meditate beforehand, see what was coming through. And then I was finding on while I was driving to the crystal shop that all the dead people were coming to me while I was driving. And quite frankly, it wasn't safe. And it was like, I couldn't think clearly, you know, that whole whenever you're driving and you get somewhere and you don't know how you got there, that kept on happening and it's not safe. And so that's when I started the, hey guides, things do not start till I say my prayer. Nobody gets access. Nobody gets to start coming in until I say my prayer. When I start my prayer, y'all can come flooding in, but until that moment, you guys stay away. So that for me was a very important thing. And I do pray in front of the client, but at the end of a reading, I always excuse the client and all of their energy, all of their spirits, all of their guides to go with them. And I thank them for being there. Now you got to leave.
Mm-hmm. Now, those day-long readings, were you wiped afterward?
Oh, God, yeah. I was like, I would just sit on the couch all day Sunday in a coma, just like completely wiped. You know, I would try to go outside if I could, put my feet in the grass or hug a tree or like whatever, but it was a very high demand go, 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 go. Situation. And so that for me was how I controlled the space. So going into that space as with the superwoman shield, like I'm coming in strong. I know who I am. I know what's mine. I know what's not mine. I'm inviting people in when it's time for their people to come in. And then I'm excusing them out the door when it's time for them to go. And it started to work. If things got real yucky, I'd go around with a sound bowl, or I couldn't do smoke clearing of any type at the store because you couldn't. So I'd use sound a lot, or put some selenite around me or the room.
I saw somebody use Florida water, and I thought that was smart. She literally had a bottle of Florida water, and after every reading, she would just put a little on her hand and go like this. And I was like, that's interesting. You learn something new every day.
We were in a scent-free shop, so I couldn't have even done that. But for any of you guys, you know, our hairdresser here or whatever, simply washing your hands or running them underwater with the intention of clearing the energy, that's enough.
Works.
Mm-hmm. It's very powerful.
All right, what other questions?
We got so many. Ooh, I love this one. When preparing yourself for a reading, how do you invite only your client's positive guides?
That's a really good question. All spirit guides are positive. All angels are positive. And it's, for me, I believe it's the wording that you choose. You know, words are spells. Words are very, very powerful and intentional. And for me, I sat there and I said, you know, I don't know what, we don't know exactly what this person is doing as far as their spiritual practice is concerned. We do not, you know what I mean? We don't know what they're worshiping, who they're calling in, anything along those lines. But I created like a couple of sentences that state like, you know, I come with absolutely no judgment. I see through the eyes of love. Please only invite the spirits of benevolence and love to come through and work with me. And it always worked. I never got like some negative entity come through during a reading. But I was very intentional with this, with these couple of sentences that I would say before.
Well, and you said something very key in there. An entity is not a spirit guide.
Right.
They're very, very, very different.
Mm-hmm.
Even a deity is going to be different than a spirit guide. So being aware, you know, and I do this a similar prayer, Erica, where I call in everybody for their highest good. If a spirit comes through, it has to be for their highest good.
Yeah.
And so really building that intention before you even get started kind of keeps the riffraff at bay. And I also just, I'm big on empowerment. Understand and appreciate that anytime, if at any moment you see, feel something come into the room or you feel something happening that you are not comfortable with, you have the power to tell it to go away.
Mm-hmm.
So even with the, you know, I set those intentions, I've never had something come into my reading where I felt uncomfortable or unsafe, but I know mm-hmm. that if something did, it would F off pretty quick because right. I'm not going to play with it.
No, I just had to do it. I just had to, not in a reading, but, something happened a couple weeks ago and the powerful tip for anything, if you ever feel negative energy, if you feel like it's an entity or something that's a little, not a little, but a lot lower of a vibration, all you have to say is go to God's light, go to God's light, go to God's light 3 times. And by universal law, they have to dissipate. They have to leave. It's always worked for me.
Yep. This can be heavy work. It can be intimidating work, but I don't want anybody to be scared of it. It's something that should be respected.
Mm-hmm.
There are things out there that aren't so nice, and I'm not going to be a little love and lighter and say it's all love and beauty and everything, because it's not, but you are very, very, very powerful. So always remember your power, always set your intention. And my feeling is part of when we do psychic or mediumship work, it is our job as the reader to really be raising our vibration to communicate with those higher spirits. So if you're doing your job of raising your vibration and really tapping into those higher vibrational energies, you're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. But you got to do the work. You got to do the work.
Damn it.
Meaning you have to, you know, take responsibility for your own shit, and you know, and that's just the thing. And I think this is why, you know, Dana and I and Hannah and all of us, we all realize that it was through our own healing journey and our own personal development that we were able to come to these gifts, I guess you can call them. You know, it has to be both. It has to be both. And for me, it was definitely, I feel like, especially with mediumship work, if you're not ready for it, you will be. You will be.
Nothing like getting thrown in the fire to
right.
figure it all out.
Exactly.
And that's how we learn too. I find that spirit puts us into some some what can feel like hairy situations, but they're learning situations for us. It's like, here's a safe place for you to learn and for you to, like, you're safe in here, but we're going to see what you do. And you're going to learn something from this. And that's often relationships and people that are put in your life. And you have to kind of figure out how to do that.
Oh, yeah.
So, is psychic mediumship available to anyone? And I know you got a question similar to this.
Yeah. Yes. Something that I truly believe is every single person walking this planet has had at least one psychic experience in their life, whether it was a lucid dream, whether it was just a visualization that came true, whether it was a, you know, whatever it was, we've all had at least one psychic experience. It's setting that intention to learn more about that, to have more of those experiences. When I was developing and I started realizing, oh, that's clairsentience. I feel that all the time. Like, I feel like that all the time. Oh, you mean like me visualizing something? That's clairvoyance? Oh shit. I do that all the time. I realized how much more mainstream these things actually are, and they don't get enough credit for it. It's much more common than you think.
Very much so. And I mean, we just talked about it on your podcast, so I don't want to hit it home too much, but it's the TV thing. It's not like TV. And so many of these things, we're just used to it. I think back to, you know, I had my major awakening and then I stepped into my gifts and now I'm a professional psychic medium. But I can look back now and be like, oh, that's what I was feeling when I was 5 years old and I walked into that space and it felt like somebody had died in there, but I didn't know why. I didn't know, like, it's taking that apart and understanding that we all kind of have that. Now, we're two professional psychic mediums, so that's our experience. I also tell people, as far as mediumship goes, you know, nobody can connect with your loved one like you can. And with, if anything, my job as a medium is to help you build that bridge. And maybe you're getting all those signs from them, but you're not recognizing them because you expect it to be like a movie and like, I'm with you, daughter. Like, it's not like that. It's very subtle. It's very light. We tend to dismiss a lot of those signs. So yes, if you feel that you are connecting with your loved one that has passed, you are. If there's anything that I can do in our time together, it's bringing validation that that connection is actually happening. But you have that connection better than I could ever have with your loved one.
Mm-hmm. So true. So true. Where were we going with this?
Well, I think we were talking about, you know, like it was the quote that I gave you before we started about not every psychic is a medium, but every medium is a psychic.
Okay. So I just want to finish this question off with this. I do believe that everybody has the ability to sense and feel spirit around us. I believe that everybody has the ability to have a dream visitation. I really, truly do. But I think that where people get mixed up is that it takes practice and it takes development to be able to just have a dream visitation and to sense a spirit in the room than going to just sensing things, sensing the shift, to actually being able to hold a power and a vibration strong enough to have a mediumship reading.
I just picked it up. The difference is like, I can pick up my dad just fine. But for you, Erica, to pick up my dad that you've never met, that's mediumship.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And it takes, and it just, and this is where people often get, it often becomes a problem because someone will very quickly have a mediumistic experience and then they'll start claiming to be a medium, but you're not developed. You have no idea how much you have to develop in order to hold that power for, usually a mediumship reading is about 30 minutes. it's very easy to feel something for a couple of seconds. It's very easy. It's, you know, it's still kind of easy to, you know, get three pieces of evidence and everything like that for a couple minutes. It's a skill. Holding the power is a skill that you have to really want to do. You really want to have to do it. Because it's hard.
It's like working out. You have to really build up to it. You can't just like all of a sudden be tapping in and doing that stuff. It's like running a marathon. So you have to be building up your capacity to sit in at that vibration. Remember, I said that we raise our vibration in order to connect with these spirits. That can be very tiring on our human. So it's just like working out. You can't just like run a marathon tomorrow because you decide to do it. It takes a lot of practice and development to get to that point. Mm-hmm. So I have to just insert here, like a great way to start practicing that is sitting in the power.
Yeah. Sitting in the power. Well, my favorite meditation, or I should say guided sitting in the power is Tony Stockwell's. That is free on YouTube. And he's lovely. His voice is so calming. But that's really it, because that's what you essentially you need to become a medium, is to be able to hold that power. Mm-hmm. So that's where I would start with that.
Yeah. So if you want to be a medium or anything like that, that's the first step, is really getting comfortable with that. Yes, yep. Tony Stockwell on YouTube. Awesome. Perfect. Perfect. What do we got? What do we got? Is there a correlation between feeling spirit and having anxiety?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. So that's how it feels like to me before I blend with spirit. I feel like I have anxiety. Mm-hmm. I feel it in my chest. I just feel very uncomfortable. And I will attribute that to like essentially the vibration being raised. Me going from a certain vibration to having it be raised in order to connect. I can't tell you how many times I would just feel like I have like a spout of anxiety. It was crazy, just out of nowhere, just absolutely out of nowhere. And then actually watching some of the Long Island medium, she even said that she just thought for years that it was just anxiety. It feels like anxiety. I don't know what else to say. Like, that's how it feels like to me.
Yeah, I think I've struggled with anxiety disorder, where it's like, it's for me, like when I think of anxiety stuff, I think of like myself on the floor, like paralyzed. Mm. For me, what we're going to call anxiety in mediumship, is what it feels like after I've had like a quad latte from Starbucks, mm-hmm. where it's just like, and you're just buzzing and you don't like, it's that like excited energy.
Yeah.
It doesn't have like, it can be a little scary and like, what the hell's going on? Why am I feeling this? But it doesn't feel like if you looked in the DSM, what anxiety is. Like it doesn't have that negative tinge to it.
Right.
It may be a little like, why is this happening? What is this? But it doesn't have a negative emotion to it.
I like that you said that, because it's, I feel like it has the same physical reaction that anxiety would, but minus the fear.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense. Cause again, I feel it in my chest. And that's just where I know spirit is coming through, but it definitely has very similar attributes as anxiety. Let's say that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it does, you talk a little faster. I did a TikTok live, I think last week, and somebody commented like, stop talking so fast. And I was like, you don't understand what I'm doing. I'm channeling a lot of spirits. There's like X amount of you. I don't know how many people were in the room, but it was like, no. This is what happens. Like,
yeah.
And when you are channeling, you start to talk a little faster. So it is being like you just went to Starbucks a lot. Mm-hmm.
Very true.
So speaking of substances, what are your thoughts on taking mushrooms, marijuana, ayahuasca, any of the things for spiritual development?
You go first.
Well, you know, I don't know that I'm the best person to talk to about this because I've never done it. I live in Colorado. So yes, I've smoked pot. That's kind of what we do. And the pot in Colorado is pretty special. It probably is a lot like tripping balls. It's not your high school pot.
Oh my gosh. Is it like Pineapple Express pot? Like,
I mean, you do blast off. And I mean, there's some,
you blast off.
I'm telling you, it's not the stuff you got in high school. It's extra, extra, extra. So I do believe that there are some marijuana strands that will blast you off. So there's that. Mm-hmm. Now I will tell you, I never had a spiritual experience with marijuana. I just really wanted to eat and take a nap. That was my experience on marijuana. I am not opposed to psychedelics. I have a call to do ayahuasca someday. I don't know what that looks like yet. I know it's not time yet for it. But I think it's being pushed into the deep end of the pool very quickly. If you do go this route.
Yeah. So I do believe that you can have a spiritual experience with, you know, ayahuasca and cacao even. I mean, I've had some beautiful healing through a cacao ceremony. So I'm not opposed to it either, but my logical mind is like, will you have a spiritual experience doing psychedelics and everything? Abso-fucking-lutely. Absolutely. Will it enhance your mediumship connection? I don't believe so. I believe that it opens you up for the time that you are ingesting the psychedelic to a whole new world, but I do not believe that this is going to further enhance your spiritual connection. Maybe a little bit, but I wouldn't say take ayahuasca every other week and then you'll be a medium. No, that's not it. That's just opening you up. It's peeling back the layers. It's not necessarily giving you a strong foundation in getting evidence, but it's peeling back your human.
Absolutely. And it can be a little scary. There are bad trips.
Yeah.
You know, people's experience with Mother Ayahuasca can be very different. There are people that it was like, she just held me and we cried together and it was beautiful. And then other people are like, I saw my deepest, darkest self and it was horrible. And I mean, we've heard of bad trips. You know, my biggest caution on anything like this is that we don't become dependent upon it. You are not psychic or medium or open up spiritually because of this. It is because of you. So as soon as we give too much power to the marijuana, to the mushroom, to Mother Ayahuasca, we are taking our power away from ourselves. So you are capable of doing it with it. There's no judgment from me if you do it with it, but I don't think you need it.
I don't think you need it. Unless you want to experience it, then that's absolutely experience it. But I wouldn't use it as a tool to enhance your development. And I love the way that you said, like, don't give your power so much away, because I feel like there's so many people that will be like, well, this, you know, this course changed my life and this changed my life and this and this. And it's like, I learn a little bit from everything. I take a little bit from everything. I don't want to give so much of my power to this particular coach. I want to hold my power and to respect that coach. Don't give your power away to just something that helped you.
Yeah.
I think that's a big thing. Don't do that, because you got a life to live, kid, and you have a lot of other experiences, a lot of other courses, a lot of other mentors, a lot of other people that are going to come along your path, and you're going to learn a lot. So don't give your power away like that, because you're the one doing the work.
Well, this just made something pop in my head. So, you know, I'm a slut for tarot, mm-hmm. and like, love me some tarot cards. You do not need tarot cards to be psychic, to get messages. And very often we can become dependent on these divination tools. Tarot for me was such an amazing way of validating what I had coming in psychically. And I just love the images and whatever, but I can do a reading without tarot cards, and so can you. So you don't need dowsing rods. You don't need a pendulum. You don't need the magic eight ball, whatever it is. All of it is coming from inside of you. And so trusting and building that inside of you, I don't think being dependent upon anything outside of ourselves is healthy in spiritual development.
I agree with that. I think that you should start with intuition first, and then you choose your divination of choice. But it's only a tool. It's only a tool. That's all it is. Don't handicap yourself.
You're badass. Believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Will I see dead people everywhere?
Do you want to see dead people everywhere?
I see dead people. Really depends on how your clairs come through. And this is, again, I just want to say, like, this is reclaiming your power. If that is ever something that you feel uncomfortable with, you can tell your guides, knock it off. I don't want to see that.
Yeah. Yeah. When I first opened up, I had a problem with this where I was like, I need to be open. I need to be open. No, you don't. Because trust me, they'll come. They'll come. They will come out of the woodworks, because you have to look at yourself. As soon as you open up that connection, you look like a lighthouse to them. You look like a lighthouse. So they're going to come from everywhere. So it's up to you to create boundaries or whiteboard rules to be like, nope, you can't come to me at Walmart. You can't come to me at Home Depot. You can't come to me and point me in the direction of a complete stranger to give a reading to, unless you want to be like that. No, I'm not. I'm good. I would feel a little like, as a person, if someone just tapped me on the shoulder and said, I have your grandfather here with you, I would feel a little intrusive. I would be like, okay. All right. So I don't do that. I think when you first begin developing, I do want to say this, because I've worked with so many people when they're developing, you'll start seeing shit. You know, it might not be spirits, but you'll start kind of, you're tapping into different levels of consciousness. So you're going to start seeing things. I know a couple of the ILS members started seeing eyes, and it's like, that sounds about right. And it's really, you know, it's really just knowing that you are in full control, and it's up to you. It really is up to you. And you can always call upon Archangel Michael. He's wonderful with this. You can always call upon any archangel to help you, and maybe, you know, fear, you know, not being so afraid and everything like that. But it's, you have to remember your power.
And they're going to work with you. I mean, one question I get all the time, and I think part of what happens when you're new to this, you want to be open all the time, because you're like, I've got this thing and I want to grow it, and da, 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 and it's not helpful or healthy to be open all the time. So we kind of shut down a little bit. And the fear that I get from people that I talk to is, if I shut it down, it won't be back. And that is not true. So if you want to, like, turn it down or shut it down because you want to go to Walmart, then do it. It's mm-hmm. fine. When you are ready to turn it back on, it will be there. If you are seeing a bunch of dead people around and you're uncomfortable with that, and you say, I don't want to see that anymore, when you are ready to see it, or when it feels appropriate for you to see that, and you say, I'm ready to see it, they will show it to you.
Yeah.
So this isn't like, if you say no to it right now, that you're saying no to it forever.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I also do want to just touch on this. you know, this work, psychic and mediumship work, witchcraft, whatever it is, you know, it's kind of, it can be on the borderline of madness. I'm not, you have to be of sound mind and body and soul to be able to do this work at the professional level. And just, you have to remember that. And I think that, like, walking around Walmart completely open and then tapping people on the shoulders, you can look like you are not well. You know, we have to remember that.
And well, we come into something very, very important. And it kind of there was another question that was, will I be able to read people's minds? And I mentioned that question right now because it's along the same lines of permission. Mm-hmm. That it is important that when you are doing this work and you are starting out, it is important for professionals like Erica and I, for there always to be consent and permission when we're tapping in. So it's not appropriate for you to be looking at your coworker across the way and trying to tap into their head.
No, it's not.
It's not.
And really, who has the fucking time? I'm tired. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't, you know, who really, like, I don't know. Like, who wants that? Who wants other people's mind on top of theirs? Or thoughts or ideas on top of your own? I think that we all have to just, like, stay in our own lane, like, seriously. And that's the biggest thing. And that's another reason why it's like, you know, for me, it's like, I don't necessarily like reading for people unless they come to me and they book a reading or they give me permission in circle.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Like, I really don't like doing that at all. And it's not even just that. And we're going to be having a ethics masterclass coming because, unfortunately, in this industry, there are many people that don't have the standards, guidelines, or ethics that they should. And it's a problem. It's a serious problem. Inviting somebody's spirit close to you without their permission is a problem. It's not ethical. That's what I have
to say.
And
we have to, yeah, and we have to lead by example. And I think, you know, if you're listening to this, if you're drawn to listen to this podcast, then you are beginning and you're going to make mistakes and you're going to overstep your bounds sometimes because you're learning and that's. But always having the best intention of checking in. Hey, I have something for you. Is it okay if I share it? You know, because that will happen. Like, all of a sudden, I'll be like, why does this keep on popping in my head? This happened to me recently. And I was like, you have popped into my head 3 times regarding X. May I tap in? May I share with you what is coming through?
Yeah.
And to be fair, nothing was coming through until they gave permission. Mm-hmm. All they said is X situation is coming up. Talk to them about it. And I was like, okay. So I asked for permission and I said, hey, you've come up in my mind. This situation is up in my mind. Would you be comfortable if I tapped into it and gave you what needs to be said? And they said, yes. And then voila.
Perfect. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. I mean, I've had people, you know, message me who's never met me before telling me that they had a horrible dream about my children. It's like, do you think that's okay? Do you think that's okay?
What's the purpose? And right. There has to be purpose in what we do.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be intention for what we do. And what you can simply ask something. If something like that comes up, like, we have weird dreams all the time. So what if I have a weird dream about your kids, Erica, what is the purpose of me sharing that with you? Is that for your highest good? Is that going to be helpful to you in any way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think, and this is like, you have to have discernment. And if something comes to you and you cannot get it off your mind. It is like an itch you cannot scratch. That's usually an indication that you have to do something about it. You either have to ask permission or you have to go deeper into it or something along those lines. But most of the times when I'll get a psychic impression of somebody or something like that, I just let it slide. I don't, it is what, you know, like I, if they come to me, they come to me and that's fine. But yeah.
As long as it's for your, you know, the one thing that I just thought about is if it's empathically, you know, for me,
right,
I think a lot of us empathically or our empath stuff came through trauma, and it was what we did to keep us safe in unsafe situations. So we were able to read a room, or we were able to read if somebody was worth or safe for us to be around. Mm-hmm. So I'm all for that. I'm all for like feeling in a room and feeling if it's safe or not. But that is for your highest good, not for theirs.
So I love that you said that. Yeah.
Technically it wouldn't be like, Erica, your energy feels bad today. Like, what is the purpose in saying that to you? The purpose would be, okay, Erica's in a mood today, Dana, like maybe back the fuck off a little bit. Like that is what we do with that information.
Yeah. And that's, I love that you brought up the whole empath thing, because sometimes you're just going to pick shit up. You're just going to pick shit up naturally, not because you're psychic, but because you're an empath. You're going to, it's second nature. It's how your nervous system reacts to, you know, energetic stimuli. So when it comes that way, I still wouldn't share it.
The only thing I would ever say is, man, you just feel, your energy feels great today. Because everybody likes a positive thing, but that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it. If it's not healing, if it's not good, keep your mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see, if you're not watching live on ILS, you can't see my shit grin, right? Like,
yeah.
But I'm giving you one.
Yeah. The life of an empath.
Ain't it fun? Is that Thanks it? So Was much. That all the questions?
We had a couple that were basically like, where do you start? Well, you start by going to YouTube, sitting in the power. Try doing that every single day for 10 days. That's what I say. Meditation is important. This work isn't done in our conscious mind. It's coming from our subconscious. So in order to access our subconscious, we have to be able to put our conscious mind to the side. And that's how meditation comes in. But yeah, those were a lot of questions.
Yeah. The only other thing I'm gonna add is work on your vibration. If you want to start tapping in more and all of that, Audie just said, you start by joining ILS. Yes, you do.
Yes, you damn do. It. Yes, you do. Damn it.
But work on ways to raise your vibration. So this can mean, working out. It can mean eating higher vibrational foods. It can mean getting the sleep that you need. It can mean self-care. It can mean not watching certain TV shows or listening to certain podcasts or listening to certain music or having certain people in your life. So if something is dragging your energy down, it's probably time to cut it out of your life. It really doesn't have a place anymore if you're trying to raise your vibration.
Yeah. That's, oh my God, we have 9 people. Holy shit. Hi guys.
Hi.
So yeah, I love that you said that too, because it's like, if you need to unfollow somebody, unfollow somebody. If you need to cut this particular TV show out because every time you watch it, you get agitated. If it's the news and you get aggravated every time, like that was a real big thing for me. Cut it out. Start trimming the fat. Your responsibility is for your joy. For anybody, whether you want to develop psychically and mediumistically, whatever it is, everybody deserves joy, and it's your responsibility to have to do the things to get you to that place. You know, dance, laugh, bring things into your life that make you happy. Fresh flowers, good coffee, Starbucks every single day. I don't care. But, you know, this is a life that, this is your life, man. Make it good.
Make it good. There's a couple of people in the comments that are kind of like, I'm out of practice. I haven't been giving this the time that it needs. And I just want to tell you guys, like, spiritual development is not a linear path. And there are plenty of times where you're going to be like going gung-ho at it. And it's all you can think about it. It's all you want to do. And then sometimes you need to take a break from it. And when you're ready to pick back up, it will be there. It doesn't go away because you got really busy with life or because you've got this going on or this going on. It always comes back. So when you're ready, engage in it. It happens in divine timing always. So there shouldn't be guilt around this. There should be just love and acceptance of like, I'm not in a place right now where I can raise my vibe. I'm just going to, me getting up and going to to work every day is all I'm up for. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And here's just the thing. There's been many a times where I had to take step backs from readings and do my own healing work and focus on something else within my life. You always come back to it. I truly believe that your soul chooses this. Your soul chooses this because I know my ass didn't choose this. My ass did not choose this. My soul chose this for me. So you're always going to come back to this. And it's okay to take breaks and it's okay to not be so gung-ho about getting yourself to circle and finding a mediumship mentor and sitting in the power. It's okay. It really is. It's okay. Because this is a lifelong journey. You know, this is something that it's growth and development through your lifetime. What's that look?
Sonia just dropped some just badass wisdom. Mm-hmm. There are always seasons for everything. That's the beautiful part of life.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's beautiful, Sonia.
Yeah. Cassie says, I definitely keep getting the messages to meditate. It's like spirit has been yelling at me to do it. Yeah, they'll yell. They will be on you like so much. But yeah, I don't, you know, because you don't want to, don't beat yourself up because you're not doing it. Just know that this is a season where your development is on the back burner. And this is, I feel like this has happened to like most of us, right? Like you've had to like, okay, I'll be back.
It's happened to me 50 times this year and I'm not fucking kidding.
It has. It really has.
I mean, you know, personally, you know, for a fact, that it has. So, you know, it's just seasons and trying to not push through it, doing what is in flow. If you're being called to meditate, then, and it feels good to you, then do it. This is all for you, but remember that you are living a human life on this crazy ass earth plane in a fucking panorama right now. Like life is crazy.
We signed up for this.
I know. I was a dumbass. I don't know what I was thinking.
Dumbass. I've been a dumbass how many times? Why did we do this? Like
I was telling somebody the other day, like I actually remember like literally signing up for all the shit. Like I remember in my spirit self going like, no, that would be incredible. I want to... Like, I feel like this is maybe one of my last incarnations. And I'm like, well, I haven't done that one yet. I better do that one and that one and that one and that one. And like, I'll just do all the things.
Yeah.
So,
it's like, you know, are you going to be an organ donor? Oh, are you going to have this trauma? Are you going to do this? Oh, are you going to be a Virgo on top of it? Oh, good luck.
Freaking triple Virgo. That's all I need. But yeah, just what did you say? Right. When Dana said life is crazy, right air started to high pitch ringing. They agree, Dana. LOL. Those are signs from angels, my friends. Mm-hmm. Those are signs from your angels.
Absolutely.
Yep. Take note of all of these little signs and wonderful things that pop up. Journal them, take record of them. You are doing great. You are exactly where you need to be. Take the pressure off. Stop comparing yourself to everybody. Take the shame out of this. This is life development. This is personal development that happens in the space of psychic and mediumship development.
Yep. Love that. That was all channeled. All of that just like came through you.
Damn right. No, I'm just
kidding. Oh my gosh. Okay, guys. So thank you guys so much for bringing us your questions. We hope that this helps you guys. If you ever have any, I think we'll do more of these because this was good. We got some good ass questions, man. Be sure to follow Dana on Instagram and on TikTok at
Dana Willy Woo.
Dana Willy Woo. Okay. Yeah. Dana Willy Woo. Come follow me at Intuitive Lifestyle Company or Intuitive Lifestyle Co. Everybody have a great day and we'll see you soon.